Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we predict the future on the Brett Maga Show? We're about to find out. Last year, about this time, as the year came to an end, we started making predictions on what we think was going to happen in like mainstream pop culture and things like that. And now we're going to take a look back and see how accurate and how ridiculously good or bad our predictions were for 2024. Last year, about this time, we predicted who do we think will have the biggest 2024. And Kevin, do you have mine up and ready to go? Is that who you have ready to go?
Yes, I do.
So this is who I thought would have the biggest 2024 that people would be talking about and would be like the biggest name right now.
Went with Jenna Ortega. I feel like Wednesday is already a big deal.
Yeah.
Another season in the works. Mm-hmm. I feel like she does a couple other movies. She could be America's next sweetheart.
I missed.
Flop.
Wrong. Yeah, she was not America's sweetheart.
Mm-mm.
I actually think... maybe, I feel like there's two people that we could consider America's sweetheart. Nobody said this person's name, so I'll say this person was Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would probably be America's sweetheart in 2024. That's who I was Agreed. Looking for with Jenna Ortega. Or probably who AB said is another person. I wouldn't consider America's sweetheart, but also that mainstream pop princess that we were all talking about.
Mm-hmm. I predict that Ariana Grande is going to have a huge year. November 2024 is going to be crazy. And then I also think she's coming out with an album.
Her album didn't do much, but she is on
An album
fire.
And Wicked.
Yeah.
I mean, she fire. Was that girl. She was everywhere. I couldn't have been more right. Yeah. I'm very proud of my prediction.
And I also don't think, like, I think she, like, saved her career. Like, I felt like she disappeared for a while and people just didn't love her. And now people are, like, just embracing Ariana Grande.
Yeah. So, yes. And you really can't get away from her right now.
Yeah,
right.
She is That's on true. Fire. So who did Hannah say was going to be have the biggest 2024?
Mine is a little unique. Mine's actually an influencer. Her name's wow. Alex Earl. She's from TikTok originally. And I just think she's going to gain more and more steam and maybe get involved in acting.
No.
What?
She didn't act.
She didn't act, but she blew up even bigger. I mean, she's huge. She's dating an NFL star. She's
Who's
everywhere.
She dating?
Braxton Berrios from the Miami Dolphins.
I have to say, I've seen less of her this year than I did the year before when she was initially blowing
Brett, you don't
up.
Even have TikTok. You don't get to say.
So then she's not the biggest star of 2024.
I don't know. I still think she's huge. She did a lot of big things. Her podcast blew up, Hot Mess. I think she's still
I
really
think
big.
She
but
fell
she,
off a little
yeah,
bit.
Agree.
She
yeah.
didn't get into acting, though. Yeah. That yeah. wasn't correct.
Yeah. I think it's a mess.
Mine fell off. Mine
Kevin,
kind of
who
was
did
there
you
from,
say?
Here's who I said. But I believe we will be hearing a lot from Oprah Winfrey.
Did you really?
That's who I said.
That is a miss,
her,
too.
Her favorite things came and went. Nobody cared.
She disappeared. Like,
she disappeared.
I think the only thing I saw from her this year was like one TMZ paparazzi clip of her being mad, and that was it.
I mean, that was the randomest prediction ever.
Because she doesn't really want to be like in the spotlight again. Usually, if Oprah does something big, it would be like a big sit-down interview that everyone was talking about. And she didn't have one of those like type of moments. So who do you think will have the biggest 2025 then? Mine two are two completely different people. I feel like they're going to be rewarded for their accolades in terms of like acting. And that's Timothée Chalamet.
Ooh.
I do think like, I don't know if he's like poppy, like everyone just loves him like everywhere. Although he was just like on ESPN and people thought he was like so likable. They're like, oh my God, I didn't know how likable he was. But I think he's got some big movies coming out. He's gonna, and so I do think he will be like the it up and coming actor. And then the other person I said was Tate McRae pop music. I think Tate McRae could have a huge year. I feel like Tate McRae might be the Sabrina Carpenter of this year.
See, I think Sabrina, the fact that she rose to fame like this, I think it kind of Tate's done.
Oh, you think like, Sabrina, there's only one spot for it?
Yes. But with Timothy Chalamet, I don't know that he can get bigger.
I don't know if he's like...
I think this is as big as he'll get. I've been seeing a lot of interviews lately, and I think he's like hilarious.
I think he's funnier than we realize. I don't think like if Timothy Chalamet walked in a room, I don't know if everyone would recognize him. And I think he will be recognizable because he's actually funnier and like a sweetheart. And like, I do think he will be like that person everyone knows.
And
he
morphs into the characters he plays. I mean, yeah, Wonka to Dune to this new Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan movies, I think he looks excellent in.
Yeah.
All right. Hannah, who do you got this year?
I'm going with another pop person. It's not Tate McRae. I think that Chappell Roan is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Even though her personality is meh, I think that her music is so good and so popular that she'll just keep creating more.
I think she might get canceled.
She's either going to be one of those. I think she gets canceled or she's the biggest star.
Yeah, I mean, it was a risk going with her, but I do think people are really in their pop era, and I feel like pop girls like switch out all the time, and I think Chappell Roan will finally rise to the top for a little bit and then probably ruin it for herself, but I think she'll be popular for a bit.
AB.
So I'm saying I think Gracie Abrams is going to be huge in 2025.
I think she's
big right now. You know, like a lot of people would recognize her song So True and like We Play It, but I think it will be like a household name like Sabrina Carpenter.
Really?
I think
every single person
yes, will know her name.
So okay. It's interesting that like, you know, they're looking for like that pop girl. So it's Chappell Roan, Tate McRae.
It's a Gracie big Angel. Spot to hold.
So it'll go from one Taylor Swift opener to another.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Kevin, who do you have?
I went sports, and I hate going this route, but I do think that this all depends on the Super Bowl, and it depends on if the Buffalo Bills get there. I think Josh Allen, their quarterback.
That's a good pick.
I mean, he's marrying Haley Steinfeld.
Yep.
Why do I know that name?
Because that's why. And I think that that's going to be the new it couple. Not that they're going to eclipse Taylor and Travis, but I think that we'll follow them. But unfortunately for us to follow them, they have to beat the Chiefs, and he's got to win the Super Bowl.
I do think it'll be interesting if they have a big year and they get to the Super Bowl. All of a sudden we have like a pop culture for like the ABs and Hannahs of we don't like sports to actually love.
Yeah, like Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Look at you.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's talk about who do we think is going to end up being a couple and who do you think was going to have the biggest flop of 2025 right after Morgan Wallen on Y98 St. Louis. Take a look back on some of the predictions that we made about 2024 now that the year's coming to an end and see how accurate we were on the Brett Mega Show. Last year about this time we predicted who do we think is going to have the biggest year, who do you think will become a couple on the Brett Mega Show in terms of like mainstream pop culture. And so now we're playing it back what we said a year ago. I'm like, oh my God, I was so freaking wrong or I was so right. So who do we think will become a couple in 2025? This is who I said I thought would start dating in 2024.
Oh, shoot. Well, you know what? If I don't turn on the machine, you can't hear.
Kevin and technology.
I did Selena Gomez and Jeremy Allen White. I do think she likes kind of rough, tough, badass guys. I don't think it's going to be Benny Blanco. I think it'll end up being Jeremy Allen White.
See? I was close.
Couldn't have been more wrong. And an engagement.
Her type.
No, you said the exact opposite of Benny Blanco.
You don't think Jeremy Allen White is the same as Benny Blanco?
I think he's kind of close.
No, they're both like guys who don't care about their looks. They're like just like off doing their own thing.
Jeremy Allen White cares.
I feel like Benny Blanco could win the Jeremy Allen White contest they had in Chicago.
No.
They're not lookers.
For me in 2025, though, I have...
That was mean.
Yeah, that was mean, I would agree with you.
Sorry.
They're both guys who are ugly.
I think Jeremy's hot.
Chappell Roan and Billie Eilish.
Oh!
Are going to date?
Yep, that's who I think I'm
going to date. I can see that.
Yeah, Chappell Roan's going to look for somebody as a mentor in the industry who doesn't give an F, who has a similar kind of style of her, and then they're going to start up something. Chappell Roan and Billie Eilish.
I'm in agreement with Brett.
No, I think they would fight way too much.
Oh, they'd be probably the worst couple ever. But
I didn't say they're
going to
be a good couple. Yeah. It's Hollywood. Hannah, who did Hannah say would start dating in 2024? Kevin in technology again.
I think that Morgan Wallen is going to settle down. I think he's going to get past his crazy Nashville party bar scene vibe and kind of chill out a little bit. And I think he's going to hook up with another female country artist. What an idiot.
Wait, I'm dead.
Am.
He threw the chair this year, didn't he?
No, that was at the end of last year.
Oh, okay. I was going to say then, whoa.
Well, nothing changed with him.
No. Yeah.
Next. Yeah. I'm pretty confident in my prediction for this future couple of 2025. I think that Sabrina Carpenter and Pete Davidson
that
are going to get
mine.
Together.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yes, that was mine.
You think Pete's getting back to his old ways of like, I got to hit the hot
it's echo? Unfortunate, but like Sabrina has to go through it and then get out of it.
No. Yeah, wow. And also like Sabrina's into those types of guys. Yeah.
I think that he's changed. I don't think he's just trying to date the next hot girl. He's like disappeared. He made an appearance the other day and
he's
everyone's like,
lurking,
oh my God.
Looking for the best one to find.
Really? I actually think he was in rehab.
Just lurking.
That's how he's
I wow. still don't believe it. He's wow. coming on the prowl for her.
All right. AB, who do you... Who
that's,
did,
that's literally who I had, Sabrina Carpenter and Pete
wow,
Davidson.
Okay. Who did she have dating? Do you remember who you had dating?
Yeah, it was Shawn Mendes and like a therapist. I'm predicting that Shawn Mendes is going to start dating some like random person he meets in a yoga class.
Oh, or, like an average
somebody
person?
Somebody that's not famous at all.
And he's going to come out as being bi.
Yeah, I did not throw that in there. He did date like a therapist for a hot, like for like a month.
All right. Kevin, who did you say was going to become a couple in 2024?
I actually said they were going to get married. Mine's more of an engagement, which I know they're going to get married. I think it's going to be Jake Bon Jovi and Millie Bobby Brown. They will be married by the end of this year. And they are!
They are!
Yeah.
Another right one.
Yeah,
good call.
Yeah, so we'll see if this one comes
this
true.
This guy knows love, so who do you got this year?
I think that this couple will be married by the end of 2025. Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster.
Wow.
That's who he cheated on his wife with.
Yeah, after 30 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the Broadway star he did The Music Man with.
I think that's a good prediction.
He's like, I'm going for it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, who do we think ends up getting canceled in 2025? Who has a fall off? We'll tell you who in 3 minutes. Still commercial free, still trying to predict the future. We're looking back at last year around this time we made predictions of what we thought 2024 would look like. And man, no one could predict some of the crazy things that happened. But some of us got some of these predictions right. And so we've played back some of our old predictions and we're making new ones. This prediction is, who do you think is going to have the biggest fall in 2025? Like, their popularity is super high, and they're just no longer going to be considered popular. They get canceled. Something goes wrong. Something bad or tragic happens to them. Who do you think has the biggest collapse in 2025? Hannah?
I think this person's already going down. I'm kind of side-eyeing them majorly, and I think it's Beyonce.
I think the
stuff with the Diddy allegations, the more that comes out, the more TikTok keeps influencing people like me, I think that her popularity is just going to fall.
I feel like that's a pretty good prediction. It wouldn't surprise anyone, I think, at this point, because like you said, there's a lot of the stuff happening. But it would be crazy to think that like Beyonce is no longer considered at the top. Like, that is weird to think that this could be the year that actually happens. AB?
I'm saying Chapel Roan. She's already going to get, like, has been canceled, kind of. She hates her fans. She hates being famous. She doesn't like anything about anything. I don't think that people will continue to love her when she's acting the way she does.
You know, that kind of piggybacks off mine is I feel like nowadays, so like we went through a stage where like the bad boy, like I am the anti-fan grunge era was cool. Like Chapel Roan kind of fits in that stage, and I don't know if that's really what we're looking for in terms of popularity right now. It's like Olivia Rodrigo donating money to women empowerment. Right. We want good. We want to feel good in 2025, and I think an artist that is literally could not be any higher right now, crossover artist, just finally won the Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Awards, and that is Morgan Wallen. I think the guy is annoying. I think he's could not be any bigger musically. And it's just, we get to a point where you're like, I don't like you. You know, I just feel like this is going to be the year.
I think that he's been cancelable for years and he's still not completely canceled.
I think he had a bigger year.
Because his music is so good. I just don't think he's going to be going away.
I don't think his music's as good anymore. One, I don't think that some of the new stuff he's released is as good.
What?
And I think the biggest stuff that he's released is with Post Malone. And I think that saved his 2024. We got really, really big. And I think, we already saw you do all the collaboration thing, and it's just going to be the collapse of Morgan Wallen. Finally.
I'm a music stan for him. Not his choices, but I love his music, so I hope
that he keeps making more.
No.
Ugh. See, I think, and I think Hannah's on to something, I think this whole Diddygate is going to create some major issues for a lot of stars.
Yeah.
And there are a lot on that list.
So many names I've heard.
Justin Bieber, Usher, of course, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
But the one I think that's going to really see the fall, I think Ben Affleck dodged a huge bullet, J-Lo. I think
J-Lo is
going to really just unfortunately fall off the map. I think she knew things or knows things about this, and it's going to come out.
Wow. So two out of the four people in the room think that Diddygate is just going to explode in 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Which is going to be an interesting year. Cheers to that. It's Y98 St. Louis.